This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A Libyan health official says an airstrike late Tuesday hit a detention center for mainly African migrants outside the capital, Tripoli, killing at least 40 people and wounding 80 others. Fighting for control of Tripoli between Libya's internationally recognized government and the Libyan National Army of a rival government led by General Khalifa Haftar has been raging for months in the Tripoli suburbs with little progress made. The LNA denies responsibility for Tuesday's airstrike, blaming what it calls pro-government militias. The Trump administration is giving up plans to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Printing of the 2020 census questionnaire began Tuesday without a citizenship question the Trump administration wanted to include. The decision to move forward was somewhat surprising, since President Donald Trump had indicated he would ask his attorneys about possibly delaying the census next spring. Trump floated the idea of delaying the census after the U.S. Supreme Court halted the addition of a citizenship question last week. The Census Bureau says printed postcards and letters will be sent out next March, reminding residents about the census. Most respondents are expected to answer the questionnaire by internet. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A U.S. military jury in San Diego found a decorated U.S. Navy SEAL not guilty of murdering a captive teenage Islamic State militant in Iraq back in 2017. Edward Gallagher was also acquitted of two counts of attempted murder, but was found guilty of posing with the corpse of a prisoner. The so guilty verdict carries a four-month sentence, but Gallagher spent 9 months in pretrial detention, meaning he'll go free. He had been facing life in prison. The defense said Gallagher was framed by junior SEALs under his tough command. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.